3:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It is indeed Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent. Her story today in the Washington Times, Obama cries the blues for cash. And, hey, good morning to you. I know you had a late night last night.
That's right. It was a crazy two-day trip.
Yeah. You were with the president. Didn't get in until the middle of the night. And so I figured I'd give you the benefit of the doubt and still consider this morning for you. All right. the cries for cash, we've heard a lot about this over the past couple of days. Is it real? Is it perceived, or is it a conceived crisis, according to the Democrats?
Well, I honestly think that he is trying to do one of these things that coaches like to do and say, hey, this is going to be a close election. This is going to be a close game. We cannot go into this relaxed. We have to be motivated. But there's also no doubt that Obama, whose fundraising prowess was legion in 2008, I mean, he collected so much money in such a short time after he won the primary against Hillary Clinton that people were astounded, and it really, what he, in his own words, it was like lightning, you know, in a bottle, he said this week. You know, he's recalling this sort of his glory days, and now he's actually having a harder time getting people to pony up for his campaign, and he predicts, even though that some analysts thought that his would be the first $1 billion presidential campaign, he predicts that Mr. Romney will outspend him, and he said directly that in an email pitch to supporters this week.
Yeah. All right. So he was supposed to be the first $1 billion candidate with a B, but his claim now is that I will be the first president in modern history to be outspent.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now, he makes this claim on the same day we heard about reported financial problems with the DNC and the upcoming convention, and there was a special event scheduled prior to the convention, and now they're going to have to cancel that. So I guess all of this adds up. The Democrats in general are indeed having some shortage problems when it comes to fundraising.
Now, you know, I talked to the DNC yesterday about the convention problems, and they say they are saying they're right on track, but they won't give me the numbers for the amounts that they've raised. And Dave Boyer, my partner at the White House, my colleague, one of the two of us that covers the White House, is going to have a full story on that in the paper tomorrow. You want to pay attention to that, where he goes into detail about it's sort of a chaotic experience that they're having down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Probably not the best choice for Obama to have his convention. It looks like it's going to be Republican territory. I mean, he basically squeaked out a win in the state in 2008, and since then, the Republicans have regained the legislature there, and they passed a ban on gay marriage in the state, and it just seems like it's going to be a very awkward place to hold a convention.
Yeah, in fact, so awkward, I believe they actually shortened it to 3 days from 4 days.
they're saying it's very detailed, this story that Dave has on this, and they're going back and forth, but I do believe there is some truth to this, that they're having some fundraising problems down there.
Yeah. All right, now the president, when it comes to fundraising, this guy's the most prolific of all time, isn't he?
I mean, we thought that. But now, with the rise of super PACs, he is deeply concerned that the Democrats aren't going to be able to compete, and that when their reliance on labor unions that they had so much they could do that in the past for their ground game is, you know, coming up short this year. We've had several blows to labor unions with the re-election of Scott Walker in Wisconsin, and sort of the labor union movement is a little bit depressed lately. So disillusioned and depressed, I believe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't put it past him, though, that he can certainly raise a lot of money. This is his 100th, he did his 100th fundraiser so far this year. The most of any other president, he's raised and held more fundraisers than any other president.
That's staggering. 100 this year.
Yeah, on Monday, yes.
Oh, all right. It's a bit confusing, though. You know, when you talk about the campaign money and super PAC money, for the average American, it sort of all runs together, doesn't it?
Well, the Republicans do have an advantage when it comes to super PACs. There are more pro-Republican super PACs out there, and they're collecting far more cash. The super PAC that is supporting Mitt Romney, I believe the numbers are they have already spent $55 million on his behalf. Now, that's through the primaries, mm-hmm. and now with the start of the general election. The Priorities USA, which is the super PAC that's supporting Obama's reelection that had some of its former staffers on board, they've only spent about $9.8 million. So, you know, you can see the, and there's other super PACs cropping up. So, you know, there is a Republican advantage out there when it comes to money, outside money being spent, but the amount spent by the campaign itself, mm-hmm. we're talking about the campaign and the parties.
Yeah.
So the Obama campaign and the Democrats versus Romney and the Republican Party. Now, I talked to a Republican who looks at these television money buys.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, when it comes to that, not, let's take away the super PAC for a second. Obama has outspent us 3-1.
Yeah, see, that's what I was getting at, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of this poor mouthing, you know, is just that. It's just, it's hype. He's trying to collect more money. We're coming up to an end of a quarter. I remember the same type energy in the fundraising as we approach the end of March, and I think that's probably what we're seeing a bit of as we come to the end of June, right?
Well, like I said, yes. You know, coaches do this all the time.
Yeah.
We're going to be in, he said repeatedly, we were in New Hampshire, Boston, Atlanta, and Miami in 2 days.
That's amazing.
And there were fundraisers. That was 6 fundraisers in 2 days.
Hmm.
So he told his donors repeatedly that it's going to be a close election. And he blamed how close it will be on the fact that this economy is not where we want it to be, and also because of the what he called ungodly spending on behalf of the Republicans.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that soundbite a little earlier. Yeah. All right. Well, at some point as we go forward, I'm sure we're going to get a grand total, and it will probably be mind-boggling by the time we get to November when you add up all the money spent by super PACs and the campaigns. I imagine that both you and I could probably live on that forever.
Yeah, I don't think I'm quite comfortable, yeah.
All right, Susan, great to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
Bye-bye. Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent. Her story today, Obama cries the blues for cash.